Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Raise your hand if this sounds familiar. You or a family member are sick, so you search your medicine cabinet for a cure. When the over-the-counter items aren't enough, you grab antibiotics left over from the last nasty illness that befell your family. They worked before, right? Besides, who has the time and money to get a new prescription when what you need is already in your hand? If you've done this, you're not alone. In a national survey of 500 patients, nearly half said they had kept leftover antibiotics. And 3/4 of those folks said they gave the medicine to others or took it themselves, all without consulting a doctor. Physicians at the Cohen Children's Medical Center in New York conducted the survey after talking to their patients. In a typical example, a parent would say she had treated a sick child with leftover medicine. What's the harm? She would ask. Even if the medicine has not expired, the person receiving it might have a different weight, age, or diagnosis. The prescribed dosage might be wrong for this person, who could have an adverse reaction. Not surprising, the most common reason parents gave for reusing antibiotics was cost. They had a high copay for the visit to the doctor, and medicine isn't cheap. While appreciating the financial problems some families face, the physicians stressed the dangers that exist not just for those receiving the antibiotics, but for the entire population. Some antibiotics may no longer help as the bacteria being targeted becomes more resistant through overuse. The key, they said, is educating people about how antibiotics work and the risks of taking any drugs without consulting a health provider. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. Our medical advisors include University of Florida College of Medicine faculty members who provide the latest information in health research and patient care. Visit us at heartbeatradio.org.